I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. First of all, I'm just going to come out the gate with it so we get it out of the way. It's Friday. We like to have fun on Fridays. Ryan, you wanted to confess something. I can't even say it with a straight
face. Wait a minute.
I was going to set you up, and I couldn't. I'm out of practice.
I'm glad you didn't, because I would have been standing here going, what?
BS meter is not in good form. Anyway.
I'm pregnant.
You can do that these days. Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you.
Moving on with the show.
Yeah.
The YouTube poll for today, we're dipping our toe into shaky waters with this one. Did you read the poll?
I laughed when I walked. You guys were having a serious discussion. I walked in and started laughing. I felt bad, but it was based on the poll.
Well, we're reporting on news, and we want to test the Annie Fry Show audience. So the YouTube poll, if you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, we need your comments on this. Freaky Friday, have we publicly seen more than one Joe Biden, yes or no?
You know, there were two Olsen twins.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's
possible.
But
there was only one Michelle.
So yeah. I think it's possible.
Due to what we like to call the Full House effect.
Yes, we do. However, in The Parent Trap,
you got it, dude.
There was only one Lindsay Lohan. But two of her in the movie. So
that's not even the real movie. It's a remake.
Oh, you mean the original?
Yeah.
With Haley Joel Osment or whatever that lady's name is.
I don't know. Haley Joel Osment is the boy who can see dead people.
It's something like that. I never saw the original or the sequel.
Do you believe that there are more than one Joe Biden?
No, I don't. And this is the kind of lane I like to traffic in, too.
I was just going to say, this question... And this show was catered towards you not saying no.
Okay.
No.
Maybe.
You're a no?
I'm a no. I got to say no. I just can't get behind that. Is it possible? Yes. But it would be amazing. That would be one of the greatest conspiracies ever.
Anyways, on YouTube, that's the name, said, I voted yes. I mean, come on, man.
Not a joke.
No, he didn't say that. He's serious. Brad? I mean, isn't this something that pretty much everybody is talking about, at least on social media? I don't know how many verifiable, real news media sources, other than us, of course, are talking about this.
I have seen the videos of the mask, and it's like, if it's a guy wearing a mask, you can see it right here and here. And, you know, like they pause on this blurry image with a circle and an arrow pointing. And it's like, I'm not really sure what you're seeing here.
It is a common practice for the president to have dupes for security purposes.
Yes.
So the idea that there would be...
The idea.
I would have punched myself in the face every time I say that.
I'll do it.
Okay, fine. Show's going to be over quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The thought...
There you go.
...that there are multiple people who present as the president for the purpose of diversion to protect the president, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about in this poll, have you seen the Twitter videos of the masks that go over the face? And have you seen the TED Talk of the wife of the CIA person or something like that?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. She fooled George W. Bush.
Yes. She gave a briefing to George W. Bush as somebody else in a mask.
This
was like
real history?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to change your answer by the end of the show.
You're changing my answer right now. Because that was like 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Where have they gone since then?
Yeah, it's only gotten better, right?
Or worse. It depends on how you look at it.
Yeah. Huh. I just told who I thought was our boss a whole bunch of things.
Steve? That wasn't Steve. That was Joe Biden.
Oh, my gosh. And here's the thing. I think that it's, I'm going to say no to this poll question.
For now.
For now.
Have we seen more than one Joe Biden? YouTube account. Make sure you subscribe.
But I think that there are three or four J.D. Vances.
It's the only explanation that makes sense. Brad?
Man, if there's two Joe Bidens, it's because he has split personalities. Like, one's like really angry and the other one's really confused. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think
you're just talking about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
One comes out at night.
Yeah, was I? Not a joke. The other one's like,
completely relate to those personalities myself. So I'm not gonna judge him.
No, I look at it, I think, what is the movie, Dave? Where Kevin Klein plays the president.
They've made movies about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a situation like that. I mean,
if it's in a movie, it's probably real.
But let me be honest.
They're all laughing at us.
If 10 years down the road, it came out that there were several Joe Bidens and all this came out.
And we're talking about Joe Biden's presenting as the president of the United States.
Doing
not
official.
Just one leaving a stage here and going to get into a car while the real Joe Biden goes his way.
Right. If that came out and this turned out to be real, I'd go, I wouldn't be blown away.
But you're a no.
But I'm a no. I think everything that people, when they're putting up the pictures of him when he was a young man and now, I think that's plastic surgery. And I really think you guys underestimate how much that can change the way you look.
I did some research.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You found it's true, huh?
I didn't.
Okay.
That's not where the research led me. In 2008, when he was being tapped as the VP, he disappeared for a while. I recall stories being reported that Joe Biden had gone away for a while. Like, where is the guy? I think that the stories that I was recalling I think they were actually about Hillary Clinton. Because when I was looking this stuff up and I was trying to, you know, mix and match different searches on the internet, I was trying to find news articles of where Joe Biden went away for a bit. And it turned out he did, but it was in 2008, and there are lots of reports on all sorts of different media outlets talking about the fact that he had plastic surgery. Listen, you have plastic surgery, whatever. There's nothing wrong with having plastic surgery. It's your face. It's your body. If that's what you want to do, I implore you to not overdo it, but if you overdo it, that's on you, not me. That's whatever. So his appearance, when people compare Joe Biden's 2024 appearance, when he's almost 82, to Senator Joe Biden pre-2008, when he very publicly documented has had plastic surgery, of course he's going to look different. Mm-hmm. And if you have plastic surgery, I think this is a question that at least I'm asking myself. There is a very large trend of women who are maybe 20 years older than me who are getting plastic surgery, but then maybe just a little too much plastic surgery, and they all are starting to look the same. The goal is to just not take the extra step. So if you want to Botox, if you want to have filler, whatever, I don't care. Go do it if that's what you want to do. It's none of my gosh darn business what you elect to do. I'm always wondering, eventually time will do something to it, whatever it is. What does that look like? I think it looks like Joe Biden. I think we know the answer to it now because he looks, I don't want to say that word. I don't want to say that word either.
What if when he went away, all he got was glute implants? Like, all the speculation is true, but it's not his face.
So look at that dump truck.
Yeah, but have you seen this?
Man, he's walking away from the cameras a lot. Maybe he wasn't confused. He was trying to show off that whole time.
It's for America.
He stops and looks over his shoulder and puts his aviators on and he keeps going.
His finger up to his mouth. Man, are we going to get emails?
Yeah.
I just think that he looks puffy. He just doesn't look natural. I'll put it that way. It looks very unnatural the way he is right now. And I do think that if that happened in 2008, we're coming up on 20 years of time affecting an unnatural procedure being done that if, I think it's just when you see it, it's not going to look the way an 82-year-old man looks. And that was the intention of plastic surgery, is to not look that way. So I think that that is the explanation why his face looks different than his hands and all that stuff. People were talking about his presidential address, which we didn't really get into a whole lot. Dana Perino referred to it basically as a State of the Union, and that's what it was. He didn't say anything about himself. The only thing that he kind of owned, he made that line, and it's the line that stuck out to me, is that personal ambition, that can't get in the way. Kudos for that. But, like, why the heck now? You don't get my claps and snaps because you came out in the end of July after you own the entire primary and shamed anybody who suggested maybe you're not up for the job. Maybe this isn't exactly maybe Joe Biden isn't exactly fully capable of being up to the job. When we come back in the next segment, I'm going to play for you a 2020 ad that Donald Trump put out, and people will be able to watch it. So, like, this concept of somehow or another Joe Biden has just declined to the point where it was good in March when people were voting in the Democrat primaries between Joe Biden and not committed, to now. I mean, yeah, maybe there was some deterioration there that makes it too difficult for the Democrat Party and the Biden administration to hide how bad it is. But good grief, we all knew it was there. And the front row seat to all of this, two people, Jill Biden, Kamala Harris. You two people are the ones who had the most to gain by keeping up the ruse. Think of this for Kamala Harris. How is Kamala Harris going to get on the ticket? Was she going to run in the primary?
No.
And win?
No.
How does Kamala Harris get on the ticket to be the nominee? And what Democrat does slick Gavin Newsom, the rich white boy from California that's ruined that state with everybody's got a California neighbor right now. We know one on this show, somebody who fled from California to move for whatever reason to Illinois. I don't think he did that right.
He overshot. Sorry, Missouri, balls. just a little bit.
So yeah. Close. He landed at the Air Force Base in Muscoota instead of St. Louis. He's like, okay, we'll give this a try.
He landed on this side of the river and just scooted over. Like, oh, shoot. Overshot it.
Everybody has a California neighbor.
Yep.
And Gavin Newsom is a dumpster fire. Everybody knows that. You're not going to look at Gavin Newsom. I mean, Gavin Newsom is the worst kind of Democrat because he ruins everything he touches and he acts better than you every time you see him. And if you don't agree with him, it's because you're just not a good enough human being to get it. Gross. J.B. Pritzker?
I heard National Analysis saying J.B. Pritzker's in the conversation? No.
The reporters keep asking him, have you been provided vetting materials for the VP? Are you being considered for it? He's like, I'm not going to talk about those discussions. I'm like, because they did not happen.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind that he's been talking about it. He's like, yeah, they're totally talking about me. VP. Do you know, I saw a thing put up, I think it was Fox News put it up, and it was like electability of these certain candidates, and J.B. Pritzker was actually more electable than Kamala Harris.
Hooray! Hooray!
This is good news, America.
This is good news for America, yeah, for sure. I mean, Kamala Harris knows exactly what's going on here. And again, I will not. I think that Kamala Harris is going to be the nominee, but I am not going to believe it until the convention is over. My prediction of Biden not being on the ticket, that was the prediction. That has come to fruition. I think that he wants to finish out his term, but I'm not putting a 25th Amendment situation or a life event happening where they resign out of the question. The best thing, in my opinion, to happen for Republicans politically would be for Kamala Harris to have to actually be the president for a minute. And it would be the worst thing for the country. So I'm not for it. I want what's best for the country. The next few weeks leading into this Democrat convention, it is so imperative that we stay on point about what this election is about. If you think that Kamala Harris is stupid, she has somehow gotten to be the Democrat nominee without ever having to win a vote. That doesn't look stupid to me. It looks like the wrong kind of smart. I don't think that she's dumb. I think that her policies suck. I think that she's terrible for America. I think that Kamala Harris has a vision for this country that is antithetical to what the founding fathers set out for us. I think that she thinks that the best solution to every problem that they can manufacture is more government, which costs more of your taxpayer dollars. I think she doesn't trust you with your freedom. She will provide you some lame version of security for all of the freedom she will ask you to turn over. And she will work to destroy the country as we know it, because she is the extension of Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of the United States of America. When you can sell people on the idea of fluffy hope and comforting change and get people to buy into that, there's a very dangerous goal at the end of that, because it's not defined. The American people are sold on a feeling and an emotion. And then the goal gets to be set by the person who wins the power and the authority at the end of that election to do what they choose. And what they choose to do is to expand government and shrink your ability to be free in this country. And remember, the Constitution, the government, the structure of the United States of America is to restrict government's access to you, not to restrict your access to your freedoms. Your freedoms come from God. It says so in the documents. From your creator. I mean, you can believe in whatever creator you want to, but your freedoms don't come from government, which means they cannot take them away unless you hand them over. And that is clearly what Barack Obama has been asking you to do with all of his presidencies. And Kamala Harris is more of that. I don't think she's stupid at all. I think Kamala Harris has played her hand about as best as you can play a hand in politics when you are as unlikable as she is. And I'm just basing this on Democrat voting history and polling numbers. When you are as unpopular as Kamala Harris is, and you are now the presumptive nominee for the Democrat Party, that's not stupid at all. It is really scary, though, which means you got to double down. And Republicans and Donald Trump and his campaign have to remind people what they're voting for, not what they're voting against. And what they're voting for is hope and change. Change it back. Change it back to America first. Now, the lunatics out there who will be like, change it back, she means slavery. Well, you're dumb. So I can't even argue with you for those ignorant, small-minded thoughts, because you see Trump in everything. You hate Trump in everything. It's why you breathe. That's so far below why I breathe that I don't even entertain that. When I say change it back, get back to America first. Get back to the founding documents. Get back to we the people. Get back to the idea that Americans are about freedom and liberty and not big government. And that's the message that the Republicans have to sell. To honestly sell with receipts. Let's talk more about it when we come back, and I'll play for you that clip of that ad that Donald Trump ran in the 2020 election about Joe Biden. It's pretty wild. We appreciate you being with us today. Our Freaky Friday poll of the day: have we publicly seen more than one Joe Biden? This is a very popular, chatted about conspiracy theory right now. We want to know what you think, yes or no. We are 3 for 3 on the no in the room, but the poll's not really looking like that right now. Leave your comment when you come vote. David said, yeah, he's got a couple of old lookalikes or a clone. Okay, David.
Ooh, a clone. I haven't considered that.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of biological... the science do we have going on here?
Yeah, because that would pass a DNA test.
Can you imagine being the person that is in charge of collecting Joe Biden's DNA?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Man, if you can hear dancing. I can hear it.
Just picture me in a Spider-Man outfit.
What? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Are you just trying to make it a thing?
Yeah, because I have a video out there of me dancing this song in a Spider-Man outfit, and I want it to go viral.
What a great song. Sing it.
Take on me. That's like the Dracula version. Take me on.
Now do Chocula.
I'll be gone. Do-
Hit it.
Day or two. Am I doing mine or am I doing Dracula? Which one?
It's really hard
to tell.
It doesn't
matter.
Nobody's listening anyway. Not anymore.
Sorry about that, everyone.
Yeah.
Back to the real show.
Yeah. Freaky Friday. Have we publicly seen more than one Joe Biden? Our conspiracy theory poll for the day. Wow, guys, on your responses here on the votes. We need more votes. We're 3 for 3. No. But let's see here. Jonathan says, sure. I'm sure they keep a whole closet of Joes lined up like Batman uniforms.
See, that's the thing about the clones. I hadn't thought about it from that angle. If you had cloned the guy, he wouldn't even know there were other versions of him. He'd have all the same memories or lack thereof. He'd trot him out there. He'd think he's the original, not knowing the whole time there's 5 other of him sleeping somewhere in Delaware.
It's like that scene from that last Star Wars movie where there's just Joe Biden's and back the tanks just shriveled up waiting for them to pull him out and put him in.
I mean, you don't share, you have different existences and memories like post-cloning, right?
Well, if you want to get real scientific about it, I'm picturing the part where they go into sort of a chamber, and then in a chamber next door, like in the movie The Fly, another Joe Biden steps out.
Transfers his consciousness.
Not talking
the
about
prestige.
Like creating a new one from cradle. I'm talking about, boom.
I'm going to be honest. I quit listening.
It's a good thing you don't go back and listen to the shows when you were gone.
Oh, God,
there's
no.
A lot of that.
No, I'd never take vacation ever again. I'm going to play for you this Trump ad here in just a second. And it's the crazy thing is that it's from the 2020 campaign. But isn't it a bit insulting that we were literal weeks away from being told that he's completely fine? Kamala Harris herself was like, I can't keep up with him.
They're still saying that now because they have to defend that he's going to be the president still. So the White House, everybody's, no.
Sharp
he's
as a tack.
Why is he stepping down then? He just is. He wants to spend more time with his family. They're not saying anything about his health. They still are not doing it.
That's a huge problem. I mean, that's a problem for Kamala Harris politically. Why would anybody believe that she's going to be honest the only reason why you say something like that is because it's politically advantageous for you. That's it. And it was politically advantageous for her to say that 1 week. And then the next week she's like, I will be your president. But don't people go, yeah, that's a bunch of horse hockey. Like you can't just do that. And the only people who are going to be all in for that are the people who are all in for Joe Biden. Like the Joy Reids, who are like, if Joe Biden is a comatose vegetable, I'm still voting for him. She said that. And she said that she would vote for Joe Biden in that situation because it was better than voting for Hitler, who she said was Donald Trump. I mean, if those are the stakes and we're looking at transferring votes from always Joe Biden, which is the Democrat version of never Trump, then of course they're going to vote for Kamala. She's not earning those votes. They just transfer.
After watching the debate, Kamala's argument to the nation is, I saw what you saw. He's fine right now. He won't be in January. It makes no sense.
Mm-mm.
Is she going to, I mean, who's going to hold her to task? Because the way they are referring to her right now, and good grief, the way the media is talking about Joe, as if he's this selfless hero who has I mean, the comparisons to George Washington, folks, sit down and let's talk just real quick about history. When the country was forming and they were trying to come up with a way to not have a monarchy and to not have a king, they came up with the idea of a president. And George Washington was palatable to the most people. And he had been a general. He had been a military leader. They're like, you should do it. He's like, I don't want to do it. They asked him, he did it. And then after his second term, he stepped down. He didn't have children, so he didn't have somebody who naturally would, like, it was the reason why George Washington, and Brett Baier wrote a good book about this, so I encourage you to check it out, but it's a lot about George Washington. If the reason why George Washington is such a pillar figure in the foundation of our country is because George Washington set the precedent of selflessness. And, you know, his ambition was to get back to Mount Vernon and to live his life in America and not rule over the people all of the time. The Democrat Party right now is trying to work a million steps ahead of everybody else and democracy in the Republic so that they can make sure that when one domino falls, they know exactly what happens with the next one. And it doesn't even matter what you think or say. You will eventually come to their conclusion. Joe Biden did not selflessly step down. They threatened him with his legacy. They threatened him that he was not going to win and that he needed to remove himself. And they pressured him to the point where he had to give. That is not honorable. That he is not a hero. If he were a hero, remember back when he ran the first time and he said he was going to be a one-term transitional president. That would have been somewhat heroic. To get the country to the position where, you know, you got away from scary Trump and you united America and you united America because it wasn't all about your legacy and your ambition and Joe Biden. And then it was like 3 weeks in. He was at a press conference. I remember it. And somebody said something about a second term. He's like, yeah, we're running again. And everybody's like, what? Yeah. Huh? Joe Biden would get asked questions in press conferences. He'd give completely 180 turn responses to them. I truly think it's because he doesn't have a strong enough memory to understand where they, like, oh, no, that's not what we agreed upon. I don't think he remembered.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that's why the day after, let's see, the assassination attempt was Saturday. Sunday, he came out and gave the address saying, we need to turn down the rhetoric. The next day, he did an interview where he's like, Donald Trump is a dictator. I don't think he remembered any of it.
Mm-mm. Listen to this ad. This is an ad for 2020, and I found it on YouTube. It's on Donald Trump's YouTube channel, and it is unlisted. So I don't know how I ended up finding it, but it's pretty.
He went. He became president. I didn't go, and I'm still vice president.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are.
Think about it. Everybody has known from day one how smart, how bright Hillary is. Everybody knows.
That's 2016, Joe. 2020.
You know, the rapidly rising
So be successful.
2015.
I sincerely hope some of you become millionaires and billionaires. I mean that. But engage.
2020.
You know, there's a during World War II, where Roosevelt came up with a thing was totally different than it's called. He called it
So it says at the end, what happened to Joe Biden? This was an ad that was played in 2020. People knew in 2020, Trump obviously knew in 2020 what was going on. Everybody could see it. It didn't matter to people because they didn't want Donald Trump. It's the same thing that they're saying very publicly out loud right now. We will vote for anything that isn't Donald Trump. That includes Joe Biden. That includes Kamala Harris. Those votes, not Trump's. Never going to be Trump's. Not going to happen. There's a contingent of people who are persuadable to vote for Trump, especially because they feel as though he's been treated largely unfairly over this time. And then there's a group of people that could be persuaded not to vote for the president. Always Trumpers, never Trumpers. Set them aside. Those are the same no matter what. There's a group of people in the middle, and that's who Donald Trump needs to win. Kamala Harris was there the entire time that Joe Biden was declining. She knew when you sign up to be the vice president of the United States, you are obviously looking at the state of health and the state of mind of the president of the United States, because you were going, ooh, one heartbeat away. And you are looking at that like, yeah, I'm this far or I'm this far away from being the president of the United States. I guarantee you the Speaker of the House is kind of like, what's going on?
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. The president pro tem of the Senate, who's the fourth in line, is just checking on the Speaker of the House. I mean, if you're in the line of succession, you know where you lie.
Yeah. How you doing, Mike? You okay?
Yeah.
You okay?
You look a little.
You got COVID or anything?
Mm-mm.
His family has known on record for at least 6 years. We know that from the laptop.
Yeah. Hunter's text to, I can't remember who it was. It might have been, I don't think it was Jim. It might have been a friend. Or maybe it was his new wife, Beau's ex-wife, or not ex-wife, widow.
Yeah.
making dementia jokes.
Yep.
Making dementia jokes. And remember, this was before the 2020 election. I don't remember the specific date of that text.
It was 2018.
I was thinking it was around there as well. But I mean, it was the laptop was recovered and made public in October of 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
They knew. Mm-hmm. They knew the whole time. And it was more important to them to preserve power in a controlled environment with Joe Biden. And Kamala Harris signed on to the ticket. She didn't just sign on to the plan. She signed into the plan. She was part of the plan. And we are now seeing that take place right now. She is dishonest. She is deceitful. And we all know it. And everything, like I keep seeing these clips, which I would never see if Fox wouldn't keep airing them, of MSNBC and CNN and, you know, the people slobbering all over how heroic Joe Biden is. Oh, barf. Give me a break. It is not heroic. It is selfish. And it caught up to him. And the Democrats are going to have to see if they can play out this plan in a modified way, because I think that Joe and Jill decided to quit playing ball. And they got a little tougher and they got a little more aggressive and they got Joe Biden to step down. Now they have to sell Kamala Harris to us. Listen to her ideas. Look and see what she's done. Look and see what she hasn't done and stop there. No female attacking, no skin color commenting, no intelligence insulting. You don't need to do that. It's not like she's the most successful politician ever and she's really a threat to Donald Trump because of what she's done. You don't have to go to the other things. There is plenty of material to criticize about Kamala Harris in her role as vice president, as senator, as attorney general of the state of California. There is plenty there. Stick to what matters, because the voters who are in the swayable block of people don't need to hear your really super witty insults that come from the playground. They just don't need to hear them. And I will promise to try to be above them on this show 100% of the time. And I hope that I'm able to make that commitment. All right, let's take a quick break. Be or not to be when we come back?
Yep.
Perfect. Ryan Wiggins will take over when we return. And we need you to vote in the YouTube live chat poll. That conspiracy that is flying around that there are more than one Joe Biden. We're 3-for-3 on the no side. But where are you? Have we publicly seen more than one Joe Biden? What do you think? You can vote at the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and you can comment as well if you're a subscriber. Timothy said, I've said this for years. I am not crazy? ? We'll find out and see what everybody else thinks. We'll be right back.
The Bee or not the Bee.
All right, I got a bunch of headlines for you. You got to tell me whether they are satire from the Babylon Bee or they are real headlines. It's hard to tell. This week, it's kind of easy to tell.
Great segue. What else you got?
Border czar responsible for 11 million illegal immigrants entering country demands promotion. Think about it.
Hmm.
Rumor. It is the Bee. Quote, I think my resume speaks for itself, Harris told reporters. I've done things at the border that no one in history ever came close to doing.
Uh-oh.
The vast hordes of migrants, the spike in human trafficking, unprecedented business for the drug cartels, murders, rapes. We've accomplished a lot in my time as border czar, and I can do the same thing for our entire nation. I think I deserve the promotion, America. I can't do her laugh, but you know what it sounds like. That's the first one.
Okay.
Next one. All Brazilian sharks test positive for cocaine.
Ooh.
I know there are cocaine sharks.
Real.
I think it's real. All?
This is real.
Yeah.
You've heard of Sharknado.
Time out.
Okay.
I saw the story over break. It was like a headline. And I'm like, what else do we test these sharks for?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like,
somebody's just like, you know what?
That shark is acting a little ragey.
Let's just see if that shark has ever tested pot. I can see like he's really interested in the stock market. Let's see if he's interested in cocaine. Let's test him for it. You've heard of Sharknado. You've heard of Cocaine Bear. Now prepare for the worst of all worlds. Cocaine Shark. That's how the article starts. The researchers rounded up a baker's dozen of sharp-nosed sharks off the coast of Brazil, and every single one of them tested positive for coke. According to the researchers, the cocaine in the waters comes from sewage after people expel the cocaine that they've ingested. How much coke is Brazil doing?
Where's Hunter?
Every 17 minutes,
what is
make
that?
A wish makes the impossible possible.
Well, we just wanted
to
throw a PSA
I don't know what that
there.
Is. Somebody is playing something on my hotkeys, and it's
Hunter,
not Brad.
He's pissed.
The government has taken over. Look, they're losing control. They're coming after us.
If you're not watching the YouTube live, you should see Brad's face when something like that happens. His eyes bug out of his head.
It was a very nice message, though. At least it wasn't something crazy. Biden announces he will host his own Stop the Steal rally. This one was my favorite one of the week. According to sources, Biden will host the rally just outside the Democrat National Convention. Quote, it's fraud, plain and simple, explained Biden. The election is over. Now they want to add a bunch of votes in the night? Steal it from me? No way, Jack. We're going to march up there and we're going to tell those, anyway. Despite Biden's protestations, Democratic Party leaders have assured the primary election isn't being stolen. It's simply being, quote, fortified. This will be the most secure and transparent Democrat nomination process in all of history, assured Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There you go. Next one. Netanyahu asks if he can talk to the real president.
Netanyahu asks if he can talk to the real president? Ooh. I want to know who the real president is.
I do, too.
I don't know. That's got to be the B.
It's the B.
Yeah.
Can I talk to Trump? Where's Trump? I don't know who these clowns in the White House are, but I'd really like to have a meeting with the real president, BB inquired on Monday. The foreign leader was met with on the tarmac upon landing in the U.S. by lower-ranking members.
Was he saying that when he was talking to Joe or Kamala?
It doesn't say. It just says he was saying it.
Just left for interpretation.
Just out loud, yeah. It basically goes on to explain that none of those leaders were on the tarmac when he landed, and so he was saying, where's Trump?
Oh, Trump.
Next one. Tennessee lawmakers denounce racism after neo-Nazis harass child musicians downtown.
What a ride. What?
Yeah, I think you've figured out. This is real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Say
it
again.
When I saw the headline, I thought, what has happened? Tennessee lawmakers denounce racism after neo-Nazis harass child musicians downtown.
I don't even know whether to comment if I'm for or against this headline. I don't understand it.
It's just something that apparently there were neo-Nazis, and who knows who these people are, marching downtown in Nashville and harassing a bunch of kids who were playing music down there. So I just went with that headline because that is one of the craziest rides that I think I've seen in a headline in a while. Next one, Newsom says homeless camp pallet fire was caused by climate change.
I don't know.
Real.
Fake.
It is fake. Good job. In the wake of fires that have resulted in the closing of several freeways, California Governor Gavin Newsom revealed investigators found evidence that the blaze was caused by climate change. Quote, the scourge of climate change claims another victim, Newsom said solemnly. These wooden pallets stacked as high as the dreams of migrants coming to America were helpless against the horrific scourge of man-made climate change. I know some will claim that it was fueled by piles of human refuse and drug paraphernalia set on fire by homeless arsonists, but we know better. We must not let climate change win.
He's the worst.
We got one more time? Or,
no.
We're out?
We're done.
All right.
We're done with you.
Thank you. I'll
Except
be out of here.
Except for 2 more hours.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go take a quick break?
No.
I got to stay here?
Stay focused.
Okay.
For the people.
Okay.
On the YouTube stream.
All right. Sorry.
Let's take a quick break. A lot more coming up on the Annie Fry Show. Ask us anything at 125. If you want to leave a comment and ask us a question, we will hit those questions in about 30 minutes. We'll be right back.
The Bee or Not the Bee.
All right, I got a bunch of headlines for you. You got to tell me whether they are satire from the Babylon Bee or they are real headlines. It's hard to tell. This week, it's kind of easy to tell.
Great segue. What else you got?
Border czar responsible for 11 million illegal immigrants entering country demands promotion. Think about it. Roommate. It is the Bee. Quote, I think my resume speaks for itself, Harris told reporters. I've done things at the border that no one in history ever came close to doing.
Uh-oh.
The vast hordes of migrants, the spike in human trafficking, unprecedented business for the drug cartels, murders, rapes. We've accomplished a lot in my time as border czar, and I can do the same thing for our entire nation. I think I deserve the promotion, America. I can't do her laugh, but you know what it sounds like. That's the first one.
Okay.
Next one. All Brazilian sharks test positive for cocaine.
Ooh.
I know there are cocaine sharks.
Real.
I think it's real. All?
This is real.
Yeah.
You've heard of Sharknado.
Time out.
Okay.
I saw the story over break. It was like a headline. And I'm like, what else do we test these sharks for?
Right. Yeah.
Like,
somebody just like, you know what?
That shark is acting a little ragey.
Let's just see if that shark has ever tested positive. I can see like he's really interested in the stock market. Let's see if he's interested in cocaine. Let's test him for it. You've heard of Sharknado. You've heard of Cocaine Bear. Now prepare for the worst of all worlds, Cocaine Shark. That's how the article starts. The researchers rounded up a baker's dozen of sharp-nosed sharks off the coast of Brazil, and every single one of them tested positive for coke. According to the researchers, the cocaine in the waters comes from sewage after people expel the cocaine that they've ingested. How much coke is Brazil doing?
Where's Hunter?
Every 17 minutes,
what is
make
that?
A wish makes the impossible what? Possible.
Well, we just wanted
wow,
to throw a PSA
I don't
PSA
know what that
there.
Is. Somebody is playing something on my hotkeys, and it's
Hunter.
Not Brad.
He's pissed.
The government has taken over. Look, they're losing control. They're coming after us.
If you're not watching the YouTube live, you should see Brad's face when something like that happens. His eyes bug out of his head.
It was a very nice message, though. At least it wasn't something crazy. Biden announces he will host his own Stop the Steal rally. This one was my favorite one of the week. According to sources, Biden will host the rally just outside the Democrat National Convention. Quote, it's fraud, plain and simple, explained Biden. The election is over. Now they want to add a bunch of votes in the night? Steal it from me? No way, Jack. We're going to march up there. And we're going to tell anyway, despite Biden's protestations, Democratic Party leaders have assured the primary election isn't being stolen. It's simply being, quote, fortified. This will be the most secure and transparent Democrat nomination process in all of history, assured Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There you go. Next one. Netanyahu asks if he can talk to the real president.
Netanyahu asks if he can talk to the real president? Ooh. I want to know who the real president is.
I do too.
I don't know. That's got to be the Bee.
It's the Bee.
Yeah.
Can I talk to Trump? Where's Trump? I don't know who these clowns in the White House are, but I'd really like to have a meeting with the real president, BB inquired on Monday. The foreign leader was met with on the tarmac upon landing in the U.S. by lower-ranking members.
Was he saying that when he was talking to Joe or Kamala?
It doesn't say. It just says he was saying it.
Just left for interpretation.
Just out loud, yeah. It basically goes on to explain that none of those leaders were on the tarmac when he landed, and so he was saying, where's Trump?
Oh, Trump.
Next one. Tennessee lawmakers denounce racism after neo-Nazis harass child musicians downtown.
What a ride. What?
Yeah, I think you've figured out. This is real.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
I when I saw the headline, I thought, what has happened? Tennessee lawmakers denounce racism after neo-Nazis harass child musicians downtown.
I don't even know whether to comment if I'm for or against this headline. I don't understand it.
It's just something that apparently there were neo-Nazis, and who knows who these people are, marching downtown in Nashville and harassing a bunch of kids who were playing music down there. So I just went with that headline because that is one of the craziest rides that I think I've seen in a headline in a while. Next one, Newsom says homeless camp pallet fire was caused by climate change.
I don't know.
Real.
Fake.
It is fake. Good job. In the wake of fires that have resulted in the closing of several freeways, California Governor Gavin Newsom revealed investigators found evidence that the blaze was caused by climate change. Quote, the scourge of climate change claims another victim, Newsom said solemnly. These wooden pallets stacked as high as the dreams of migrants coming to America were helpless against the horrific scourge of man-made climate change. I know some will claim it was fueled by piles of human refuse and drug paraphernalia set on fire by homeless arsonists, but we know better. We must not let climate change win.
He's the worst.
We got one more time?
No.
We're out?
We're done.
All right.
We're done with you.
Thank you.
I'll
be out of here.
Except for 2 more hours.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go take a quick break?
No.
I got to stay here?
Stay focused.
Okay.
For the people.
Okay.
On the YouTube stream.
All right. Sorry.
Let's take a quick break. A lot more coming up on the Annie Fry Show. Ask us anything at 125. If you want to leave a comment and ask us a question, we will hit those questions in about 30 minutes. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.